and that is the music of Aaron Copland, performed by the Aurora Orchestra. It's a new recording that's caught the ear of our guest, NPR classical music producer and co-host of the blog Deceptive Cadence, Tom Heisinger. Tom, welcome.
Hey, Arun. Nice to be here.
So you brought a stack of albums with you today. Tell us about this one. It sounds like Appalachian Spring.
Yep, it certainly is. It's the actual, the slimmed-down 13-instrument version played by an adventuresome group I don't think too many folks over here have heard of. It's the London-based Aurora Orchestra, and the album is called Road Trip, something of a little musical travelogue of America with music by old masters like Aaron Copland and Charles Ives and some new ones like John Adams.
Now, leave it to the British to show us our own roads, but there's an unexpected name on here, I noticed, Paul Simon.
That's right. Sprinkled throughout the album are a few songs, both traditional and popular, and in really lovely arrangements by the young American composer Nico Muhly, including a version of Paul Simon's Hearts and Bones.
Take two bodies, twirl them into one. Their hearts and their bones, oh, they won't come undone. Hearts and bones.
This, Arun, I think, is indicative of what a number of very young, resourceful chamber orchestras are doing these days. They're kind of erasing those traditional lines between classical and pop music. I'm thinking of groups like A Far Cry from Boston or The Knights, who hail from Brooklyn. They play Stravinsky and Sufjan Stevens. So the Aurora Orchestra here is some fun, smart programming.
Vocals there from Sam Amidon on Paul Simon's Hearts and Bones. Tom, what else have you got in there in your stack?
All right, I'm going to throw you a curveball here and see if you recognize this.
Definitely Bach, clearly Bach, but I don't think I've heard that on a keyboard.
Ding, ding, you're right. It's the final allegro from Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3. That's, of course, usually an orchestral piece, but here it's arranged for piano four hands and played by the piano duo Anderson and Rowe.
That's the thing about Bach. You know, he never wears out. It's so resilient. It stands up to all these different arrangements.
Yeah, totally sturdy, sturdy music. And there are a lot of tasty arrangements here on this All Bach album by Greg Anderson and Elizabeth Joy Rowe. They met as freshmen at Juilliard in the year 2000 and hooked up as a piano duo. So let's move on to another track. I picked this one out especially for you, Arun, because I know that you are as passionate about Bach's St. Matthew Passion as I am.
Mm-hmm. That's an aria from the St. Matthew Passion that's sung in the voice of Peter.
Erbarme dich, have mercy, from Bach's St. Matthew Passion.
He's just denied Jesus for that, you know, the three times. He's asking for mercy for good reason.
And it's a haunting and it's an especially moving point in the whole Passion drama.
What's wild about it, hearing it on a piano instead of hearing it sung, it sounds like it's from the wrong period. It almost sounds like it's Bach being a romantic in the 19th century.
That's true, and it kind of reminds you of those old Leopold Stokowski recordings, his own really super upholstered arrangements of Bach pieces for, you know, 100 player symphony orchestras. But like you mentioned before, I think the music of Bach is so sturdy that it can withstand almost any arrangement. Remember Bach on Wood, the mm-hmm. Bach on Marimba record? I mean, it even withstood that.
I'm speaking with Tom Heisinger. He's a classical music producer at NPR, sharing some interesting new albums that have crossed his desk. Tom, what's next?
Okay, how about the birth of a brand new opera star?
Anytime. That sounds great. Nice.
That's a Bulgarian soprano, Sonia Yoncheva, singing from Verdi's La Traviata, a role that she made a very big splash in at the Met in New York just a couple weeks ago.
A big splash? It's got to be hard to make a big splash in such a well-performed piece. What happened?
Well, Yoncheva is not exactly on many people's radar yet, except for opera geeks, of course. And the role of Violetta in Traviata is really like three roles wrapped into one. Terrifically difficult, dramatically and vocally. And she reportedly nailed it. She was so good that the audience interrupted one of her scenes with applause, and that's something that hardly ever happens in the opera house. And one critic said that in all the Traviatas he's seen, only two women have made his list of dream Violettas, and Yoncheva now makes the third. Her new record is called Paris Mon Amour, and instead of just French opera hits, it's mainly off-the-beaten-path French repertoire, like this rarely heard work by André Messager called Madame Chrysanthemum, that's the name of the opera. It's set in Nagasaki, and let's hear a little excerpt now where she sings about the cicadas, which you can actually hear murmuring throughout the orchestra.
That is the voice of a new opera sensation, Sonia Yoncheva.
And to show you just how high her star is beginning to rise, Sonia Yoncheva will be opening the Met next season in Verdi's Otello, so that's pretty good.
Wow, she'll be Desdemona.
That's right, yep.
Wow, that's going to be that's a challenge. Tom, we have time for one more.
Okay, Arun, hold on to your hat, seriously. Here's music by the young composer Andrew Norman, just in his mid-30s.
I like that. That is interesting. And it sounds like a few different composers I can think of all playing at the same time.
I know. That's just a few opening seconds of this new piece that he has called Play. I'm glad you like it, too. I think it's one of the most exciting orchestral pieces I've heard in a while. It's witty, it's playful, surprisingly transparent, aside from the gazillion little things going on all at once. It's got to be just painful and thrilling at the same time to perform it.
Well, it kind of sounds like they're having fun there, and it sounds like I pretty much every instrument is being deployed, and probably some things that aren't even instruments.
I should mention, though, Arun, that it's not all this loud and intense. There are stretches of near silence, and there are places where Andrew Norman builds crescendos. He said that he composed it backwards, and so the first of the three movements in this 45-minute work is actually the climax, so hence we get all the clanging and banging there at the start. He said it's also a very visual piece with instructions for the players to kind of suddenly freeze mid-bow stroke just to be kind of switched on again by some flick of a timpani stroke or something.
That's music from a piece called Play by Andrew Norman, just one of the new recordings our classical music producer Tom Heisigen has been listening to. Tom, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks for all the music.
Hey, thanks. It's my pleasure, Arun.
You can read Tom's work on the blog Deceptive Cadence, and you can hear more of Tom's picks at our website, nprmusic.org.